I like to have Kendall Erickson stop by the studio every year at this time to talk health insurance options. And Kendall's in studio right now from Sharp Insurance in Afton. Kendall, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Duke. I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking health insurance. This time of year is when the marketplace is open. People are looking at their 2021 plans. So let's just start off with any changes, maybe some of the changes that have happened, if any, of note that people should be aware of when they look at their 2021 health insurance.
Sure. Thanks, Duke. You bet. So we're talking about individual and family plans here on the Wyoming Exchange, the marketplace as it's known, healthcare.gov is the website. And so I would say the biggest change this year, in general, not big changes. One change, though, is that there is a new company that came onto the exchange this year for 2021, and they're called Mountain Health Co-op, also known as Montana Health Co-op, because they were in Montana and Idaho, and now they're going to just add Wyoming in there, so three states. And so they are a co-op that offers these Affordable Care Act plans that, you know, meet all the requirements so that they can be on the exchange and they can work with that whole program. So I would say that's the big change this year.
So previously it was just Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Correct.
So does this, another company coming in, does that open up options, obviously, for people?
I think so. You know, I think it's a good thing, that Blue Cross isn't the only option for people. I think it does open up options. There might be a reason why you choose one plan over the other, maybe better coverage, maybe a better rate. So, definitely is a good thing because we've only had one company on there for 3 or 4 years now, so.
Excellent. Kendall Erickson with Sharp Insurance joining us in studio this morning. Any other changes before we kind of get in the how-tos that have happened?
You know, I would say not big ones. You know, every year they adjust the federal poverty level for, you know, individuals and families. So, you know, you have to be between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level for your household size in order to qualify for the what they call a tax credit subsidy, which is basically the government helping pay for your premiums to be on these plans. So those go up a few hundred dollars a year. You can check those online. But other than that, not big changes.
So if someone wants to maybe reevaluate where they are, or maybe don't have a plan currently and thinking maybe I need to get one, what's the best place to start? How do they do that?
Sure. Yeah, you bet. So, you know, I actually am going to be offering these Mountain Health Co-op plans. And so a person could talk to me. They could also go just online to healthcare.gov. That's the government's website where you start. You create an account and you go through the whole application process and choose your plan. And they have a phone number on there too, where you can call and do it all over the phone if you don't want to, you know, do the online thing. So, I would say any of those options would be good ones.
And what are the deadlines again? That's because it doesn't go clear through the end of the year, right? You have
right.
to do that beforehand.
Right. So yeah, it has its own deadline. It's the exchange opened up on November 1st and it closes. The last day you can enroll is December 15th. And then those dates are for your plan that starts January 1st.
You know, Kendall, our topic today has been about this mandate thing with the face masks. And just reiterate and remind us again that the mandate for health insurance is not part of the Affordable Care Act any longer.
Right, yeah. My understanding is with that tax legislation that was done a couple of years ago, that there isn't any bite anymore to the rule where it said, you know, if you don't have a plan, we're going to penalize you a couple percent of your income. You know, that there was a penalty that you paid X amount of your income if you didn't have a plan. My understanding is that has gone away now. So really you just have a choice if you want to do this or not, but you won't be penalized if you don't.
Anything else regarding health insurance you wanted to bring up this morning?
Maybe just if you wanted to touch on Medicare, because it's kind of its own deadline, you know, depends on what you have time for.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
The Medicare deadline, people see commercials on TV and they blast all kinds of stuff, and some of it doesn't apply to Wyoming. But what does apply here is there's the open enrollment for Medicare plans. It's mainly the Part D prescription drug plans. Those have to be renewed. If you're happy with your plan, it can just renew automatically. But if you want to change plans, you have to do that between October 15th and December 7th. So That one has a little different deadline than the marketplace for people that aren't on Medicare. So
one thing you said, maybe we reiterate. So Medicare, you don't have to do anything for it to automatically renew. But if you're just a family plan health insurance, you do have to renew. That doesn't just automatically do, correct?
It's kind of a yes and no on that. It's a better deal and more accurate to renew your plan. You technically can let it automatically renew itself, but for some reason, they don't update your subsidy amount and you pay more. So it's hard to explain why, but it's actually better to go in, put in your estimated income for the next year and get an accurate rate and subsidy, because it would be different than letting it automatically renew.
Gotcha. Understood.
So, okay. Weird. Yeah.
Anything else on the Medicare side?
I would just say that in general, not many big changes there. No new Medicare Advantage plans available in our county. There's Medicare Supplement. And then there are these Part D plans that you have to renew by December 7th. That's about it.
All right. That's Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance. Kendall, you mentioned that people can try and tackle this on their own. My own personal experience and personal advice is don't try and do that, because it can be a pain and it can be confusing and a mess. So there's plenty of agents in Western Wyoming, such as yourself, that can help through this process. And it's no out-of-pocket for your customers, correct? You get paid by the health insurance companies?
Correct. That's right. So there wouldn't be any other fees.
So it's really advantageous, I guess, for someone to reach out to you in your office and get help with this, because it's cost-free for the individual to do that.
Correct. Yep, that's right.
And the best way to get in touch with you?
885-1499 is our phone number, and maybe set an appointment. That'd probably be the best thing at this time. So
sure, absolutely. Yeah. Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance, located in Afton this morning. And again, call him for more questions regarding your healthcare plans in 2021. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.